Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Back here on Loud and Local, Kevin Deers here with you until midnight. If there's something you want to hear, text us at 77999. And like I mentioned at the opening of the show, we have a band in studio tonight. Two Clicks, one word, Two Clicks, the number 2, K-L-I-X, if you want to follow them on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. And they are in studio now. We're going to play some songs. Welcome to Loud and Local, guys.
Yo.
What's up?
So is this your guys' first radio appearance?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, first one, man.
Cool. The first of many, I'm assuming.
First of many.
Hope so.
Right on. So before we go any further, why don't you tell me what your name is and what you do for Two Clicks?
I'm Big Knit Two Clicks. I'm the singer and founder, so yeah.
The founder?
Yes,
wow.
Sir, yes, sir.
All right.
My name is Andrew Wagner. I started off bass, now I'm playing guitar.
Okay.
I'm the newest person in the band.
Yeah, he's the newbie.
Newbie. Welcome.
Yeah, dude.
To the family.
Del Rignan through here. Del for short. I like that. I'm the drummer. I'm the producer. I make it. Let's do it.
The producer, dude. That's awesome. Right on. So tell me a little bit about the name Two Clicks. It's I'm not familiar with the origins. What's the deal?
Yeah.
Is that something we can talk about or no?
Yeah, let's get into it, I guess. So I used to be really fat.
Okay.
Which is why I'm called Big Nick.
Sure.
So that's cool.
I see you've been hitting the gym.
You know, I'm
getting
trained.
Svelte.
Getting a little bit. But back in the day, when me and my cousin went to Wild Waves, a theme park, I used to be really fat, like I said, and the roller coaster only clicked twice.
Oh,
so from there it just went, and yeah. So now everyone knows, but we go with a little street cred, and we go, so you know what it is.
That's awesome. So you don't even have to call them Two Clicks, just go.
You know, I answer.
So what? By from now on, I'm not even going to say the band name. It was like, we've got in studio here, and we're going to.
It's an onomatopoeia.
One of the reasons I have them in studio right now is they're actually playing a huge benefit show next Saturday. Metal Shop and El Corazone present a benefit for Ryan George. Now, Ryan George is actually, he was a victim of a bit of a fight, an attack, if you will, outside of El Corazone. You may have seen it reported all over the news stations locally, and it was pretty horrible. So he was in the hospital for a little while, and now the local music community has come together to do some benefits, as we all know that medical bills are not cheap. So you guys going to jump on this one with Witchburn, the Accused AD, Eris, Malevolent Breed, Into the Flood, and of course Himsa. This is a mammoth show, guys.
Huge. Like, I'm honored that John Pettibone asked us to play this. So
it's fantastic.
It's for a great cause.
That's awesome. And I mean, it spans different kind of genres. And
right.
Also, I mean, you know, we're talking about The Accused. That's old school metal. And then we got Himsa. That's like a huge mammoth band in the scene. And very cool. So you guys looking forward to this one next Saturday?
I haven't stopped thinking about it. Like, honestly, like, Himsa is Himsa. And then all the homies and all the other bands, it's like, dang.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Really stoked on, like, Into the Flood and Malevolent Breed.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The homies. And it's for a great cause, you know, like, we're all about one love and, you know, just bringing everyone in for the music. Like, leave your ego at the door, man. One
exactly.
Love, that's all it is.
Have fun in the pit, but don't hurt each other, you know, on purpose or whatever. Accidents are accidents, but, you know, don't purposely hurt anyone. So either way, again, be there next Saturday at El Corazone. Again, Himsa, Witchburn, The Accused, AD, Eris, Malevolent Breed, Into the Flood, and the band you're listening to right now, Two Clicks, a.k.a.
All day, baby.
Yes. And so tell me a little bit about the formation, the story of how you guys started. Were you guys – I'm assuming you guys were homies or you guys met how?
I've known these guys for years, honestly. Right. But before them, like, it was me and my brother Joe of formerly known as Ninth Gate. They were just a two-piece power violence punk band.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. That just kind of – just happened for a birthday show I wanted to throw together.
Yeah.
And now, you know, everything happened.
And you guys have been a band for, what, a couple years now?
A year and a half?
About a year and a half now that we've been working, yeah.
So we had Landon Yemens on guitar, but he decided for, you know, mutual reasons to step away, so it's cool. And then now we have Andrew Wagner on guitar.
And now you guys are a force to be reckoned with.
Ooh, that's what I'm hearing.
We excited, man. We got so many new things in the works.
We have a lot going on.
Hell yeah. So you guys got other things going on aside from the show on Saturday?
Yeah, we have a show on the 6th at Real Art with our boys in Prying Free. Shout out to them.
That's in down in Tacoma.
Yes, sir.
All ages show.
We got three other bands. I don't know the names, so sorry if I don't know, but I don't know. And the flyer is on our Facebook and all that stuff. And then we have a show February 19th. Elk Horizon with Traitors and Angel Maker and Victims.
Dude. All right.
And our boys in Cut Both Ways.
Cool. Dude, a lot of big things happening for him. Follow him on social media, and we're actually going to play a couple songs here for you before we come back with him one last time. And this is a song that we call Cut Both Ways and then Vape Stick. Why don't you introduce these two songs? What are these about, guys?
Landon, our old guitar player, wrote Vape Stick's lyrics. He's actually the singer of that song. And then Cut Both Ways is a song about a mental illness and getting over that and, you know, just beating it and living life.
Okay, right on. So here's Cut Both Ways and Vape Stick. We got two clicks in studio, and we'll be back with the debut of their brand new one. And we're going to go a little bit deeper with some of their influences and stuff that they're into. So we got two clicks in studio. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Take away your love, nothing
Good lord, guys. It was super heavy. Are you guys reaching for the brown note?
You know what it is.
Hell yeah. Two clicks here in studio, a.k.a. We are hanging out here, and we want to tell you again, they're playing this Saturday. If you like what you hear, Saturday, February 2nd, for a benefit show at El Corazon, Witchburn, the Accused AD, Eris, Two Clicks, Malevolent Breed, Into the Flood. Again, HIMSA, this is a benefit show for Ryan George, so don't sneak in. Pay the door cost, because all the money will go to benefit an awesome dude in the Northwest scene who was injured, who was beaten outside of the club, unfortunately, and you know, like we said, things are not cheap when you go to the hospital for quite a while. So you guys are really awesome. I can feel a lot of different influences here, kind of hardcore, some new metal, some metal, all kind of convenes into this like really awesome heavy sound. I want to go a little bit deeper, so let's go around the room, starting with Nick. What's the first album that you ever remember purchasing? Not an album that like your bigger brother gave to you, or like a hand-me-down or something cool that was given to you. What's the first album that you actually remember purchasing on your own, going out and looking for?
Straight up, Limp Bizkit, Significant Other.
All right. Right
back
on.
In the day, you know, new metal.
That's a dope album, dude. Yeah.
It really is. It really is. And I think it's kind
Break
of
your-
a...
Face tonight.
It's a dope
but
album.
I did it all for the nookie, so you know what it is. All
right, cool. So you could take that cookie.
Hey. But right, yeah, on. No, either Limp Bizkit, and then my second album was Godsmack. I know I get a lot of hate in the hardcore scene, but Godsmack's my favorite band of all time.
Really? So you got the sun tattoo?
Not yet.
Not yet? You're going to get it on your face?
On my butt.
All right, sweet. Right on. Cool. Hey, how about you, man?
Let's see. Probably if I remember correctly, the first album I ever bought for myself with my own money that I made, working hard at the age of 10.
Wow.
Was Blink-182, Enema of the State.
All right. Also an awesome album.
I love that album.
Right on.
There's no bad song on that album.
Exactly. It's all hits. And how about you, man?
Oh, man. First album ever bought.
Yeah.
Come on, Darryl.
Do you remember?
I remember. It's a great album. Okay, fantastic album. Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory.
Yes. R.I.P. Chester Bennington. Yes.
R.I.P.
So good.
Have you heard the song that he just was released with Mark Morton from Lamb of God featuring Chester on vocals?
No.
It's awesome. It sounds like Lamb of God with Linkin Park vocals.
I need to peep this.
Yeah, it's great. It's called Cross Off. Anyways, yeah. Very, very cool. So we got Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Blink-182. I feel like that's like the perfect like now that's what I call music, like rock music for like the early 2000s. That's what we were all listening to, man, in the early 2000s. So maybe all the people that are like older than us are like losers, but you know what? I was listening to the same stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But anyways, Loud and Local is what you're listening to if you're just tuning in. And I got another question for you guys. Now, this is a rad Northwest scene that we have here, and you guys are amongst a kind of a class of young, up and coming rad heavy bands. Why don't you shout out a few bands that you think we should check out?
Start off the bat with Prying Free and Cut Both Ways.
Okay.
No Home, College Radio, Question No Answer, Malevolent Breed, Into the Flood. The list goes on and on, man. I could go on all night. The Avoid, For the Likes of You. Who else you guys got?
Oh, man. Dead Lakes.
The Dead Lakes Boys. The Dead Crown Boys, too.
Dead Crown Boys.
Down in Portland. Crooked. Down in San Francisco, it's Rampage, Drowning, Flatlined, you know, all that stuff.
Cool.
Love it.
Right on. And what is your favorite Northwest band of all time? You know it was coming. You had some time to prepare. Nick, let's start with you again.
I'm going to let Bill start that off.
All right, Bill, let's go.
I need some
favorite
time.
Northwest band of all time.
Yes, yes, yes.
The Fall of Troy.
All right. Awesome. Some Muckle Teal love.
Yeah,
for if real, I don't have to give an explanation on why, I'll
but
I'll
like mad shout to like Dead Cab for Cutie, mad
all right, to like yes,
Modest Mouse,
good bands, yeah,
love it. Foo Fighters, bro, for real, I really like those albums.
Good stuff, man.
Seattle Forever killing it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess probably one of my favorite bands that's been around the Seattle area. Are some friends of mine. They had a band called Prestige.
Okay, yeah.
And they were just insanely heavy. Their shows were just violent. Just you felt safe but not safe at the same time.
Safer in the pit, right, than on the sides?
I wouldn't say that because I was
safe
in the pit.
Anywhere.
So.
It wasn't even safe on stage.
Nice.
But yeah, they're heavy,
heavy as crap, man. And, you know, that's just a local friends that I'm shouting out. They're like, I mean, Pearl Jam would probably be like, you know, what I grew up
on. Of course, yeah, icons.
Nirvana and all the iconic bands around here.
Yeah. But Prestige for people that are kind of on your wavelength or whatever. So, right on. What about you, Nick?
I'm going to go way back to high school days for me anyway. I know they're just a local band and never, you know, went anywhere. Well, to me, they did. They went straight to my heart. Anyways, I'm going to give them a Ninth Gate.
Ninth Gate, all right.
My Navigator.
Ooh, Navigator.
And then I'm going to go a little bit with my straight edge, you know, with the Brotherhood.
Yes.
Right. Shout out Ron. After that, Undertow.
Yeah, shout out John.
Yep. I'm not trying to suck up, but, you know, it is what it is. And then probably my like favorite local band nowadays out of the Seattle area. I got to give it to my boys in Prying Free.
All right, right on. So if you hear any of those bands that you just – if you just heard them shout out, check out all those bands. Very, very cool stuff. We're cultivating a great Northwest scene here, whether it's Seattle, Renton, Everett, all up and down this great state of ours. There's a lot of great bands. So you guys are playing this Saturday, but after that, what do you guys got going on in 2019? What's the rest of the year looking like for you guys?
We
any
have
plans?
A lot going on.
We still sorting it out between ourselves.
Going on a tour, you said?
Yeah, we're it's called the Road to Tough Love Tour.
Nice,
you know,
dude.
It's a West Coast area tour. So, you know, if you're coming out to, if you live in Reno or Nevada, Oregon, Cali, Idaho, come out, say what's up.
Right on. And these songs that we're hearing, is there going to be an album or?
You never know. I guess you got to stay tuned. Huh?
All right. Sounds good. Well, follow him on Instagram, on Twitter. It's @2clicks_music, right?
_band.
Okay. And before we go and play this debut maggot play, what can we say as far as thank yous and shout outs? The floor is yours. So, you know, say whatever you want.
I'm going to let them start it off.
Oh, man. I guess the first shout out I got, shout out to College Radio for up to the studio today and working with me, baby.
Shout out to Gordon.
I love you guys. Shout out to Gordon.
Yeah.
I love you, fam.
How about you, Wedge?
Well, shout out my mom.
What's up, Mom?
Love you, Mom.
Thanks for believing in me. I don't live on your couch anymore.
Yay! Hey, at least there's that.
The honesty.
I never actually lived on her couch, but funny.
I guess it's my turn now, huh?
Yes, it is, man.
I'm going to give a shout out to the guys at El Corazon.
Yes, you know, your family, dude.
Yeah, right, for giving me a home and a family. John Silva, who is a homeboy, like brother of mine, he got me hooked up with where I'm at now work-wise. I could just go on and on. Michael Scugan from Monumental Productions.
Spokane?
Yep. Because he's the one who is doing our tour management and all that. Shay from Cut Both Ways. Luke Ryder from Avoid. I guess I could just go on. I want to give a shout out to my cousin, my best friend, Diddy Bops, Diddy and Boyle. Love you, kid. Brad from Mischief Committee. Another shout out. My family. You know, you guys know who you are. Nemo, Logan, love all you guys. I'm going to stop rambling now.
All right, we're cutting you off.
Yep.
Cutting his mic off. All right. Two Clicks again this Saturday, February 2nd. Himsa, Witchburn, the Accused, AD, Eris. That means that John's going to be singing twice.
Twice.
That's awesome. That's going to be rad. Malevolent Breed, Into the Flood, and the band you're hearing right now, Two Clicks at El Corazon. It is a benefit show, so bring some money to the show and buy some t-shirts on the bands, and definitely tip your bartender. El Corazon this coming Saturday, again, all ages show. Two Clicks right here with a debut called Maggot. Is heavy. Got anything you want to say before we jump into it? Forever hold your peace.
We're on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, Instagram, all that stuff.
Tinder, Grindr.
You know what it is, man. We don't discriminate. We're there for everybody.
All right.
But we do have one thing to say. One love, Two Clicks.
Trash Can Mosh.
Loud and Local on the Rock, Two Clicks. I'm not afraid of the dark.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.